Proclamation number 7086, dated the April 7th, 1958. Jesus' resurrection took the sting out of death. Every person's final hour is preordained. And yet he need not fear it, because it is not his actual end. Instead, he will arise again, because his soul will merely discard its earthly shell, which was only a shackle for it in earthly life, and enter the kingdom of the beyond unburdened, providing that its way of life on earth corresponded to my will, that his soul therefore attained a specific degree of maturity on earth. Thus, there is no end, even though there is death, i.e., a dead state of the soul. The soul will not have perished. This is the reason why I died on the cross and arose on the third day again, so that the human being, that is, his soul, can also experience the resurrection, so that it can arise from the grave and enter the kingdom again, which is its true home. The fact that the soul will not cease to exist is an irrevocable law, because everything that came forth from me is and will remain imperishable. And the soul is the spiritual being which originated from me. Thus it continues to exist even though the body will die, but the fact that it can arise after its physical death in light and radiance only became possible after my crucifixion and my resurrection, because before this it was still burdened by the original sin of its past apostasy from me. There was still darkness, the dark of the grave, which the soul was unable to escape. The tombstone had not yet been removed by Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer. In other words, the atonement for these souls had not been rendered as yet, and without atonement the guilt of sin could not be redeemed. Consequently, there was also darkness in people's souls. They lacked all faith in a resurrection after death. They were engulfed by the bleak night of the grave, and death had become a fearful event. And I rose on the third day from the dead to provide people with the evidence that the body's death is not the end, that the soul will rise again and merely leave the body behind, which is not so spiritualized as yet that it can take it along into the spiritual kingdom, as I was indeed able to do, because body and soul were clothed in a spiritual garment and the body no longer needed to go through a further maturing process on this earth. Through my resurrection I wanted to take people's fear of death away. I wanted to prove to them that the soul merely changes location when it discards the earthly body, when the inevitable hour of death strikes. For this reason I have risen from the dead, for I conquered death, i.e., the one who had brought death into the world. And so no person needs to be afraid of the hour of death, for it is only the entrance into the actual life which is everlasting. Death has lost its sting. Nevertheless, it is necessary that the human being acknowledges my act of salvation and accepts the blessings I acquired for you through my suffering and dying on the cross, that he allows himself to be redeemed by Jesus Christ, that therefore his original sin will have been atoned first, so that Jesus Christ can subsequently push the tombstone away for the soul to rise from the grave's darkness into bright light, that it thus will enter eternal life. Anyone who fears the hour of death is still subject to this immense guilt. He has not found salvation through Jesus Christ as yet. He has not released himself from the darkness enshrouding him. He still lays in the grave of his sin, even though his body still lives on earth. For he will lose all fear of physical death when he has placed himself into my arms, when he sincerely appeals to me to take care of him at the hour of his death. For he will blissfully fall asleep in peace with his God and Father. He will leave only his body behind on this earth, while the soul will arise. It will ascend to the light. It will not feel the darkness of the grave surrounding it, for Jesus Christ himself will take its hand and lead it out of its physical shell. He will guide it through the gate of life. And it will know that it, too, has risen from the dead, that it will now live in eternity. The fact that the human being Jesus rose from the dead is certainly true, and those who believe in him as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, as my emissary in whom I embodied myself on earth, will not be afraid of their own hour of death. For Jesus Christ gave them the promise that he will go to prepare a place for those who believe in him. Thus they will also be raised to eternal life, and he himself will fetch them as he has promised. Amen.